You never know who you're going to talk to next when you're in the host chair here at NPR. A senator, a presidential candidate, maybe an actor or author. Earlier this week, sitting in the All Things Considered studio, I got a visit unlike any I've had before. A visit from the legendary, the mythical, the epically costumed metal band GWAR.
Is this everything considered? Oh, no, it's All Things Considered.
All Things Considered. Is that
you? We're confused. Yes, we're supposed to go to absolutely nothing considered ever at all.
So, about their costumes, they're kind of hard to describe. It's a mix of, like, medieval war armor meets sci-fi alien meets a little bit of a huggable Sesame Street monster, although some of their humor isn't quite suitable for a children's program, and I would say neither are their prosthetic, body parts.
You got a lot of CDs back there.
We do.
CDs nut.
Terrible.
As much as I'd like to say the Richmond, Virginia-based band was in the building to see me, the truth is they were popping in to say hi after wrapping up a set at NPR's Tiny Desk.
Thank you, people! GWAR! And NPR, they said it couldn't be done!
GWAR's distinct metal sound, which has inspired a cult following since the 1980s, is equal parts relentless and unpretentious. And it was gratifying to learn that under the monster masks, the band members really seem to be longtime NPR listeners.
We're actually a little nervous here at, it's the home of Nina Totenberg and...
Terry's freaking gross.
Hey, Terry, watch your mouth.
No, she's
why are you calling people names?
No, she is a gross.
You're gross.
Your hygiene's not all great.
Terry Gross is a national treasure, so you shut your trap.
You can catch the GWAR Tiny Desk concert when it drops online July 17th. GWAR and All, that is our show for Saturday, July 8th. Thanks so much for listening. Have a great night, and join us again tomorrow evening.